Welcome to the Monday Marketing Huddle Podcast. We are here to provide you marketing tips and tricks to expand your business. And now your hosts, Debbie Pomeray and Darcy Garvin.
Good morning and welcome to the Monday Marketing Huddle with D2 Media Team. We are the D's, Debbie Pomeray and Darcy Garvin. We are a traditional media agency specializing in digital and traditional media to grow your business with strategy. And each week we host a special guest to talk about their business, tell their story, and give our listeners just some really thoughtful and helpful tips to make your business grow. This week we have a very special guest, Paige Katsalimpa, which I know I did not roll the tongue. She is an account executive with Pandora. And Paige started at Hearst in 2013, selling local TV and digital. She then transitioned to the agency side of things in 2016 with Triad Media, and previous agency of record for Walmart and Sam's Club. Then before that, moving to Atlanta and joining the team at Pandora in 2018. She currently works local and national companies on their audio and video strategies with Pandora. And welcome. Thank you. I know I've worked with you for a few years and you are the best.
Oh, thank you. I have to say the same about you both as well.
I've only worked with you this year, but your team is really efficient and very helpful. So thank you
for that. Yes. And just on the national level, I mean, we work with Monroe Corporation all over the country together and it's been seamless. It's been so great.
Yeah.
It's great. I love to hear that. Efficiency is something that comes up quite a bit when we're working with our clients.
Oh, for sure. For sure. So,
well, great. So Paige, you know, thanks for joining us. You know, first of all, can you just give us like a high level overview of products offered by Pandora and maybe just a little bit on the streaming landscape in general for people that may not, you know, be totally aware of it?
Absolutely. And again, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here for today's episode. And many don't know this, but SiriusXM acquired Pandora in 2019. So that opened us up for a house of brands. So not only do I represent Pandora, but I represent just a house, again, of brands is what we like to call it, which includes SoundCloud and our recent partnership with Stitcher. And so what we do with these publishers is we offer audio, video, and display across all the publishers with guaranteed audio one-to-one. And in the streaming audio landscape, you know, it continues to grow year over year. And digital audio has proven especially effective as a format to capture listeners' attention, you know, extremely now that we are, you know, working from home or on the go, just listener habits have changed. So we really help advertisers make sure that they're with their listener throughout their daily journey, whether that's, you know, still commuting to work or cooking dinners at home. I know for myself, I like to listen to a French playlist on my Alexa device. And so the key to definitely working with us is we are providing, you know, reach across multiple devices and guaranteeing that for you and really putting you in an intimate environment with a listener.
Yeah.
So I have a question that everyone always asks me as a media buyer is how many people actually subscribe to commercial free listening? Because I find this answer to be so interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. So out of the 150 million listeners that we have across these publishers, 89% of them are ad supported.
Yeah. So isn't that crazy? So when people say that, what's the,
11% of the 150 million.
So. Yeah, isn't that crazy? Yeah. So people are not paying, they are listening to your ads. Well, they're forced to be listening to your ads, they're being served. So yeah, and I think that's so important. Everyone thinks, well, I have SiriusXM, I don't have any commercials, but Pandora is different.
Correct, and Pandora is different. And you know, the reason why they continue to be ad supported is we really, you know, take focus on how we serve our ads, how many ads we serve per break, and what content we're putting in front of the listener. So we even know how many ads they can digest. And one person that may be jumping around, we're not gonna serve as many ads to that listener. So it's a really customized environment for each client and for each listener. Yeah. So that's what's continued to help us grow in that ad supporting space.
I think all that little stuff is so interesting for somebody who wants to buy but doesn't understand how to buy or how it works, and it's not like, you know, AM/FM radio on your car. It's completely different.
Right. Absolutely.
Right. Yeah, that's really good. And I didn't know you actually customize by users' habits, which is great, right? So if I don't like commercials, then you're going to give me less of them.
That's correct. Yes.
Okay. So the businesses, you know, how do they effectively, you know, work with you? You know, how do they use your products to engage, you know, their best customers?
Absolutely. So it starts off with, you know, telling us a little bit more about what they know with their clients, what the age, gender, geo, even, you know, maybe even household income. We do have over 2,000 different audience segments that we can layer in to their advertising strategy. So it really comes down to getting to know who their clients are and then layering that back into our products and what we recommend. We always have a rule of thumb of a 3-weekly frequency because we know that that's an effective method one-to-one to speak to them each week. So after we layer in that audience, we then start looking at how many, you know, people we can reach 3 times a week, what geography, if we need to scale it back or scale up based on budget. So you're really in great hands when you're working with either your agency or you're working with me direct, because we're going to come back to you with the best practice on how to place your media. So it's really just, you know, making sure that you trust us or you trust your agency, and we're going to do in the best placement possible.
Yeah, that's really good. And I think that's, you know, it makes it easy too, right? Because you could buy multiple products through you. Like if we're reaching customers in Buffalo and Rochester, maybe even Texas, right? We can use that data and then put together a campaign in multiple markets very easily, right?
Absolutely. Anywhere from, if you're looking for a true brand awareness campaign, we have products that extend just off of Pandora. If it's simply being in front of that adult 18 to 45, and it doesn't matter where they are, we can offer that solution. So we can follow them cross device, cross publisher, and cross platform. So it really is a holistic audio strategy that is still guaranteed and unskippable regardless of the publisher.
Right.
Yep. And you can narrow down right to zip code.
That is correct. We can
narrow down zip code for a lot of businesses to know as well.
Right.
It really is.
Yeah.
That's an effective way, not only to, you know, be conscious on your budget. Guys, you know, we know that some of us will only drive 5 to 10 miles to a location versus 30 miles. So it really just depends on your area. But we're able to do zip code, county, DMA, MSA, and state.
Wow. That's you can be really specific, which is great. So, and how are they purchased? I mean, like, I know that's a simple question, right? But like, is there a certain budget? You know, you talk about the 3 frequencies, a certain budget. I mean, it's all CPM, right? So.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it all starts with, you know, what you can afford, of course, but we have an opportunity to help with that focus. So if you're looking at a new DMA, we're going to, again, help with you strategize if it's a 2-week campaign or a 4-week campaign. We're purchasing by impression. So you can imagine, based on your budget, then impressions, that's going to tell you how many listeners you can reach, because you're going to be spreading those impressions across the listener base. And it's based on CPM, as I mentioned, with impressions. We do have CPE products, where cost per engagement products with video. So we have reward-based programs that offer premium features to listeners. So there's many ways to purchase our platform, but the most popular method is a CPM. And then just scaling your budget based on geography, if you can purchase zip code or county or MSA or even full state.
Right. Is there any minimums? I mean, you know, based on, you know, some people that might be listening, is there, you know, the minimum amount that, you know, your business will take or they should be spending, right? Because it's not going to work.
Absolutely. There is a minimum in place. It's $5,000 for 2 months. And there's multiple reasons for this. Top reason being that's the amount of that we've deemed successful per location. And so, and that's going to get you, regardless of, you know, your reach and impressions, you know, that's also going to help us get to a 3 frequency in some markets. Now in New York, that's going to be impossible, but make some zip codes in New York. And then as well as demand. So the $5,000 over 2 months is in place to help with inventory so that we can still, you know, service some of our premium accounts without, you know, selling ourselves short, because it is forced listening. We only have so much to go around versus with traditional mediums, you're buying Nielsen ratings or ratings. So that's guesstimates. But with Pandora, you're actually purchasing our physical listener. Yeah. So we have to be cautious with what we're providing to clients and kind of scale back buys or scale up those buys.
Yeah, but that's very reasonable. And really people should be spending more than that to really get the impact for their business. So that's really good. And it's measurable, right? So talk to us about, like, you know, a lot of times, you know, when you buy a product, you buy digital, there's all these reports. You know, talk to us about Pandora can also play in that space.
So since our listeners are logged in, this allows us to provide reach and frequency at the end of your reporting. And so you'll be able to see the exact listeners that I spoke about that you purchased and how many times you reached them based on the impressions that you purchased. And like many others in the audio space, we actually offer hear-through attribution, which allows us to see if a listener was on her way to work that morning and heard you on her connected car, but then made an action when she arrived at work on her desktop. We can now track that conversion and get credit for that. So what happens is we're placing pixels on your landing page, what you deem as a conversion. So then we can report back on that for you. And we also have a capability to track in-store traffic. So that's something new that 2021 has brought on board for us. And it's through a third party partner. It's similar to the pixels on the landing page, but also specific pixels that are, you know, within each user ID, since we are a logged in user. So we can now provide that to retail services, you know, even CPG brands, if they're looking to track Walmart traffic as well.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, that's amazing, right? Like, those are things that, you know, people just don't think of when they, you know, they think of Pandora. How about creative? Do you assist with creative? I mean, some people, you know.
That's a great question. And we do. We have a seamless creative production team, and we give you full control. We provide an ad maker, a portal is what we call it. And it's a link directly to a website that gives you options to cherry pick music, sound beds, voice talents,
wow.
You name it, it's there. And you have full control. You can go through and pick what style you like, what the tone, the vibe. You input your script, and then we produce within 2 days. And once approved, we can go live, you know, within 24 hours. It's very seamless. We have a great team on board here internally in our California location. Of course, they are actually going to be working more in-house since COVID, you know, vaccines are coming across the US, but that's gonna take place in September. But even so, working from home, we haven't had any issues. So that just speaks to the power of our team and how resilient and efficient we are.
Wow. So Paige, I have a question. For the creative, is that included or is there another charge for that?
So we do have inclusions just based on your campaign spend. So for instance, with the 5K minimum, you receive one production and then it just goes up from there. So if you have a 10K budget, you get two productions and so forth. And then any additional production that you would like to purchase, you do have that capability. And you also have the capability to purchase licensing, and it's a very low cost. And you can use that audio on other platforms.
Oh, that's great. That question a lot. Yeah, we do. That's great.
Yeah. So, okay. So you guys make it simple. You make it effective and like prove, you know, accountable at the end. So, wow, it's really come a long way. I'm super impressed.
Totally.
So that's great.
So I know this is something that is sort of new right now or coming up because people are asking us about it, but how do you buy podcasts? Because I know that's something that you guys offer as well.
Absolutely. We offer podcasts, and that's something new here at Pandora, as well as with our partner Stitcher. So we have two methods. We do have an ad network that allows you to target age, gender, geo, genre across ad podcasts. So again, if you're looking for a brand awareness at a lower CPM and a lower budget, we can just reach that listener across multiple podcasts, whether they're listening on Apple Music, or if they're on Pandora or et cetera. I mean, it's available and we have it for you as a capability. And then also with our partnership with Stitcher, we can purchase at the show level. So if there's particular shows that you're looking for, even host reads, announcer reads, mid-roll and pre-roll, we have that opportunity to provide that option for you.
Hey, Paige, can you tell our listeners what Stitcher is? A lot of people probably do not know what it is. Sorry, I can't talk this morning. I've had all my coffee.
Stitcher is a platform, and it includes many publishers of podcasts. So For instance, like the NBC show, Freakonomics. And so it hosts podcasts. So it's a platform for listeners to go and listen to their podcasts across many different genres and categories, true crime, kids and family. So it's a host platform.
Okay. Okay. That's cool. I wasn't sure. Cause I think a lot of people would be like, what is she talking about Stitcher?
Absolutely.
That's great. No, this has been really, really informative.
Yep. That's great. Paige, you are wonderful. I have so many notes. I usually just wrap it up with like some of the key points, but you've literally blown my mind. Like, and I've used you, so I know how easy and seamless it is. And your team is amazing, really narrowing down that customer. So I will just wrap it up on my own and just say, like, it's great. Like, you can do it by zip code, household income, age, whatever. Your frequency should be at least 3 per week. It's totally measurable. You guys can put pixels on the landing page, which I love, which we are going to do from now on, just so you know. And production is included. It's huge. Mm-hmm. That's really huge, especially for a lot of small to mid-sized businesses to be able to do that, but yet still be somewhat in control of what it's going to sound like at the end is really awesome. And it sounds like you're just like a one-stop shop for podcasts or whatever you need. And it's really great. I mean, I'm not sure what else I can say. I think you touched on everything. Is there anything that I missed?
No, I mean, I just think the Cirrus and the Stitcher, like that's, you know, it's not just Pandora, right? I think people, that's bigger than that. And that, you know, that 150 million is a big number. And obviously you can scope it by market and, you know, and then really it's 10 to 11% are commercial free. And there's a large audience that, you know, is out there who's listening to the ads.
Yes,
so it's definitely going to drive results for a lot of businesses that we work with.
Yeah. Paige, you're awesome. Thank you so much. We really appreciate you being on.
Yes.
Thanks for having me. This was wonderful. I really appreciate you including us in our house of brands.
Yeah. And I always learn something new when we talk.
Yep.
And if you There's always something new.
Paige, if any people want to get a hold of you, you know, they can reach out to us and we'll connect you. But, you know, she's really easy to work with and she can really help your business. So thank you so much.
Yep.